Today was a very busy day. We had a protest in Copacabana Beach, and it was one of a series of protests that are happening in the last 2 weeks from many different cities in Brazil. And we're calling for the Bill 1904 to be filed, because as a movement, we don't accept any regression in the current abortion law. And this bill, major objective is to change the current abortion law and prohibit legal abortions after 22 weeks in cases of rape.
Okay. Beatrice, we'll just take it one step at a time. So first of all, what is the current abortion law in Brazil?
Abortion is permitted in Brazil in the penal code only to save women's lives and in cases of rape. It doesn't have any limit on these two exceptions. And in 2012, the Supreme Court decided that pregnancy can be terminated in cases of anencephaly, adding one more circumstance for abortion in Brazil, other than the penal code.
Is that because of the Zika cases and children who were born with some disabilities?
No, this was way before the Zika epidemic. This was in 2012.
And in terms of these proposed changes to the legislation, what are they?
The bill proposes to change the current abortion law, the Article 128 in the Penal Code, and prohibit legal abortions in cases of rape after 22 weeks. So abortion after 22 weeks in cases of rape will be considered homicide.
And what would be the penalty under this new law?
The penalty will be imprisonment from 6 to 20 years. That could have access to legal abortion without any gestational limit right now. This will completely change. So they will be considered as committing homicide.
And what do you think the impact will be on women? And I know there is a real concern about girls, some as young as 14, who do get pregnant following rape.
Yeah, this provision will put girls at higher risk, particularly since they are the ones who will be more affected. They normally suffered sexual violence, and they are the ones who are delayed to seek abortion services, because sometimes they were raped from someone from their families. They are poor, they live in remote areas, they don't have access to information, they face institutional racism, and they are the ones who face more barriers to access legal abortion. So they will be very mostly affected if this bill is approved.
Why do you think this legislation is being brought forward right now?
The leader of the deputy chamber, Arthur Lira, made an agreement with his peers, the conservative and the evangelicals that are in parliament, in the deputy chamber, that this can be, you know, something that he will get approved. If he passes this bill, he will be supported for his re-election as leader in the deputy chamber. So there is a political gain for him to put this for voting. And that's why he requested emergency. Like, this will be like put for voting in plenary directly. It won't go through the commissions as usually the bills have to go. So he can put the bill for voting at any moment. But because of the reaction of the streets, the protests, he now decided that he will wait until municipality elections. And this will happen in October. And then after that, he can put for voting at any moment.